Welcome to the Gunnersville Grassroots Podcast. This is a podcast for March the 8th. I may be running a few days late. I can't remember the last time I did one. It's been a week or two. Anyway, it's raining. It's windy. The fish are biting. We've had two tags turned in today for the Bass Cash Bash and one yesterday. I think we're up to six for the first 8 days of the event. So apparently, if you get a chance to go fishing, you probably should go. It's going to be crowded. You've got the Angler's Choice Classic. Those guys are rolling in from out of town for Illinois, Wisconsin, wherever they're coming from. There'll be 200 or 300 of them, and they're going out of Goose Pond this next week. So they'll be here all week fishing, and then there's the high school season has started. There's a pile of those guys as well. Trey is currently out of town. He's fishing the open up at Santee Cooper. So what I'm going to do is just a quick little short episode here. I'm going to get local guide Lonnie Cochran on to talk with us, give us a little update on water temp, lake levels, what he's seeing, and go from there. So we're going to see if we can't get Lonnie. All right, I've got Lonnie on with us. Lonnie Cochran is a guide here on Gunnersville, my buddy. Hadn't been fishing with him ever. We've talked about it, but he is a good friend of mine. We talk a fair amount. He tells me where not to go fishing, apparently, because I can't catch him. So, Lonnie, thanks for taking a few minutes to come on and chat with us.
No problem at all. Not a bit.
And as I mentioned to you, I'm just going to do a little quick Gunnersville update, so to speak. You tell me what you're seeing on the lake right now, you know, fish-wise. Are we still scattered out, deep, shallow, and in between? Or what are you seeing?
They are. There's a lot of the deep fish leaving. Of course, you got the fish that live their life in the river that's still there and always will be. But there's fish from, you know, from the river all the way to in the dirt.
Speaking of dirt, when I drove by the lake, couple days ago, you could see a lot of dirt. Is it back up any? It was way low like Tuesday. All right, we lost Lonnie for a second. Technical difficulties, Verizon, AT&T, whichever one of it was, seems to have decided they weren't going to work for a minute. Lonnie, you can you hear me now?
I got you now.
Okay. So I had just asked you about the fish locations from the river, and you were said they were pretty much scattered from the river to the dirt, and then I was going to ask you about the dirt because I saw a lot of dirt driving to waterfront the other day because the water was super low. Is it back up any?
No, not unless it come up after I got off the lake this morning. It's still down. Matter of fact, some of the guys from out of town that's going to be here this week, if they don't know the lake or have a good mapping, they better be careful because there's some places you could run around pretty easy. It's low. You know, I guess you can't say they were getting ready for the rain because it's been low for a while. We have a winter pool for the last 3 or 4 years now. And actually that's changed the fishing this time of year a little bit too.
Do tell. Changed it a little bit because some of the shallow water places are too shallow, you think?
Yeah, just change your pattern, the timing patterns. Some fish that used to come in earlier, maybe upriver, are delayed now. And may come in the same time some of the fish downriver do.
Kind of like Wheeler then. They're waiting on some water. Yeah.
Took about 3 years to figure that out. But I kind of figured that's what was going on, was part of it. But, you know, when it first started happening, you wasn't sure.
Right.
Because it just, all of a sudden, they're not there. The water's lower. And you're trying to figure out, okay, what's different? And then, okay, if this happens next year, let's see what happens. And you happen next year. And it happened 3 years in a row. And I was, okay, that's got a lot to do with it. You know,
right.
You're thinking that the whole time, but you want proof that that's what it is instead of just, you know, okay, that's what it is, just jumping to conclusions. But
right. After 2 or 3 years in a row, you kind of just said, oh, yeah, there's something to that. So, and so in theory, they'll put the plug in, so to speak, April 1st, and we should be normal full pool by April 15th in theory.
Let's hope so.
So you were out today.
Wouldn't care to have a flood.
Yeah.
I would love a flood.
Yeah. I know you like it when that water gets in the bushes, but what kind of temps do you see out there today?
I seen as high as 62 degrees.
Man, that's 10 degrees different than what I saw last week. And I was on
That's in the back of a pot, back of a creek now.
Right.
You know, in 2.5 foot of water. So
yeah,
but like I say, there's fish in the dirt.
Right, right. So they're actually up in some of the spawning areas already.
They're up in there, and some of them's already spawning.
Oh wow. Break out the dinger.
The wacky vibe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we got the wacky vibe.
I've actually got some pictures the last couple of weeks of fish with the being caught on the wacky vibe.
I believe. Yeah. What's the water clarity look like? Is it stained?
It's good. I mean, there's some of the run-in creeks that's got, you know, a little stain right in the back of it. And I'm sure after this today, you'll have a little stain in some areas, but water's in good shape. It's all
just could use some more of it.
Yeah, just use more of it. I mean, and this is the thing, if it comes up, you can look for it. I think we got a new moon. I want to say Sunday. It may be next Sunday, but I think it's this Sunday, possibly next Sunday. But we've got a new moon coming up shortly. And if we get a little bit of rise in that water with that new moon, that's going to trigger even more to get really shallow. Because that new moon affects them just like a full moon does. It'll push them back. And there's some groups. They're not everywhere. But when you run into a group now, you can sit down on them and catch several out of one little school.
So
there's a lot of fish in this lake right now.
So you're going, if you were going fishing tomorrow on Gunnersville, tell me the top five baits you would be throwing.
Top five. Now this is going to vary in water.
Sure, absolutely.
A bladed jig.
Shad colored, red colored, green colored.
I'm throwing a shad color.
Okay.
I have seen so much red. And we're, the water temp's changing, you know, and which you still, red's always good.
Right.
I mean,
it's March. Yeah.
It's, and it's even good in the summer, but, you know, early year, red's always good. But I'm going to throw a bladed jig, a swim bait, a small swim bait. And it's time to get the stick baits out. I mean, you know, get you your Berkeley Generals, you know, whatever stick bait you like to throw, and get those out. And the lipless, you're still going to get a bite on the lipless. But now you're coming in a time frame when that and Berkeley, you know, I'm sponsored by Berkeley is the reason I'm saying Berkeley. And I really this bait's going to catch on the Berkeley Dime.
That's that little crankbait.
That's that little crankbait. They make it in a 4, 6, 10, and 15. Of course, the 10 and 15 is for deeper water. But that little 4 and 6 in the next couple of months is going to play really big. And it's got that weight in where you can really sling it like some of the others you can't get quite the distance out of. But that's going to play. I mean, it's going to be, you know, bring that thing down and tick it across the top of the grass and maybe even hang it up and let it float up and pop it. You're going to get some bites that way. But that's the baits I'd be throwing right now.
All right. So we
frick bite's still in there too, but you're going to get a little different wobble out of this dam.
A little wider? Is it a little bit wider?
A little bit wider.
All right, so we're looking chatter, but standard stuff. But chatter baits, rattle trap, swim bait. Have you caught much on rig this year, or is that kind of?
I had knee surgery back.
Oh yeah, summer. You missed rig season.
I kind of missed the heart of it anyway, but I have caught some on it, but not as much as I normally do because I was off a couple of months.
Right.
But, you know, the little swim baits are doing good right now. Even some of the bigger ones.
How little?
I'm throwing a 4-inch.
4-inch.
4-inch Berkeley Hollowbelly is what I'm throwing.
Like on a regular swim bait head?
Fusion 19 head. I mean, you pick that up at Walmart.
Right.
But I'm just throwing it out in the grass and kicking the grass, getting hung up in it, just pop it out. And a lot of times you get a strike when you do that. It's basically the same thing you're doing as with a lipless bait, but you just don't have the rattle and you got a little more action in the swim bait.
What size head are you throwing on that mostly?
A quarter and 3/8. If I'm over in the grass, I'm throwing a quarter. If I'm getting out off the edge of it where I want to, you know, in a little deeper water, I thought 3/8.
Yeah. And so right now, if you were going tomorrow, are you sitting your boat in 3 or 4 foot of water throwing to 2, or are you sitting in 10 throwing to 4? What are you doing?
I'm sitting in 2 to 3, and I'm throwing from where I'm sitting as far as I can reach to the dirt.
Okay.
That could change depending on if they drop the water. And this has always been true. I mean, it's not just a saying. If that water falls more, you better back out on that outside edge. You know, then back out there in 4 to 5 and throw in. But if that water starts rising or stays where it's at, once it stables a certain depth, you know, like they dropped it, once it stabilizes 2 or 3 days,
they'll be back up.
So right back up, yeah. They just want stability.
Is it mostly eelgrass, or are you finding some scattered stuff?
No, there's actually a lot more milfoil around this year.
Wow.
I mean, I'm still fishing eelgrass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to happen.
I am seeing a lot more milfoil than I've seen in a couple of years around in different places.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It is. But the other side, I've learned to fish is eelgrass too.
Right. Right.
You kind of have a love hate with the eelgrass. If it's floating where you want to fish, you hate it.
Right.
If it's hot and the fish are sitting around it, you love it.
Still plenty of floating stuff out there though, isn't there?
Still plenty of floating stuff and will be.
Yeah, no doubt. So
until it's gone, it's going to float.
Right. So the Heartland Trail is in town, and their tournament, I think, is Thursday and Friday. And those guys come from somewhere up north, but now they catch them, right? And 2-day tournament. What's it going to take to win it?
2 days. Non-local people that has contact with locals. I'm going to say it's going to take 57, 58, no less than that.
Pretty high then. Yeah.
Possibly more. This is the kicker. I don't think it's going to be one offshore with a D'Amico rig.
That was my next question. Is it going to be one with live scope? You don't think so?
I'm not going to say it won't be one by live scope, but it's not going to be one in 25, 30 foot with live scope.
Right. You think the right fish are up where they need to be to.
I think they're getting there. And they're going to be on a new moon, or right behind a new moon, ahead of a full moon, and that's going to have something to do with it too. You know, fish are moving, water's warming up. Like say the backwaters, there's already some in the 60s. You know, the cloudy days may push it down where it don't get over 58, but a couple of sunny days, it'll be back over the 60s again. And they're in the mood. I mean, like I say, there's a few of them we've already caught a couple that's been spawned out. And
that's crazy, isn't it?
I talked to one of the other guides and he's a well-known guide, that he was looking at them on the bed yesterday. So, and you know, however, how many people think that's crazy? It is, but it happens every year.
Yeah, Gunnersville Fish didn't read the rule book.
Nope. And the live scoping is rewriting the book anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. What we thought we knew, we don't know.
And that's just like the number of fish.
Oh, yeah.
And a lake. Now you're seeing what's there.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of fish there.
We were just catching a few. The rest of them were hanging out there laughing at us.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you this, and of course, it's been said already. This lake right now, and I said it last year, it's in better shape now than it's been in 12, 13 years.
Lots of fish.
And lots of big fish.
Right.
The average weight, I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't have to have 20 pounds to make the top 35 or 40 in that angler's choice.
20 seems to be the new norm.
Those guys can catch them every year they come.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them got experience here in March.
Yeah. And they know what to look for. And they look for different stuff than we do.
Yeah.
They go, where we fish history being here every day, a lot of times those guys are doing what we do when we go to tournaments. They're fishing. They're fishing conditions and what the fish supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you run into them that way, there's usually a bunch of them.
So you don't think it'll be one on a bridge?
That's possible.
Yeah, but it can get crowded.
I think I think, yeah, that can get crowded, and that very likely could happen as far as being one. But where the difference is, I think the shallow, the medium depth to shallow fish are going to be competitive with the bridge fish now. I don't think it'll be a standalone deal like it has been. I mean, the last few weeks, if you wasn't
scoping, bridge, you were hoping, man. That's just the way it was.
That's the way it was.
Ask Hayden Marbot.
It still could be that way, but it's going to be in a different water depth.
Right. No, I got you. That makes sense. So, well, Lonnie, I appreciate the update and the information. If anybody listening wants to take a trip with you, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 256-244-5106, or they can message me on Facebook or Instagram or even TikTok now, as bad as I hate to say.
Oh, gosh, Lonnie's TikTok. And I'm gonna have to go see if you're dancing on the TikTok. So
I ain't a dancing, but I'm piddling with it.
Piddling with it. All right. Well, maybe the Chinese won't hack your stuff. So
yeah. Sometimes I think it probably happened.
Probably has. Lonnie, I sure do appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, hopefully Lonnie drops some information that's useful for some folks. He's out there a lot. We've got a lot of good guides, a bunch of them I know. I'm going to try to do a little better job this year, getting one on every week or two to give us a little update on what's going on. The next couple of weeks, tournaments are really starting to kick off. It seems a little off to me just because the Wildcats hadn't started. But with that in mind, the time changes this weekend, and the Browns Creek Sunday afternoon deal that runs, I think it starts at 1 this weekend. It'll start Sunday. He's starting back up Sunday, and then he'll go every Sunday afternoon, I think, till August or something. But next weekend's the Freedom Marine Tournament. That's a big one with a million ways to win money. I mean, it's like $1,000 every 10th place to 100. And if you like to fish tournaments, even if you don't want a live scope, you can go hope to get 100th place and win $1,000. They serve you crawfish and shrimp at the end of it. It's a pretty good deal. You can go register online and pick your boat number. So I would recommend checking that out. I'm planning on being there. Check out the bassandbigg.com website for the tournament calendar and results. And until then, I think I'll have Trey back here soon. Until then, enjoy the floating grass. Thank you much.